part three. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
TGN. In 1 minute, tell me why everyone in the world should download or subscribe to Total Talking Bollocks. What's it called? Talking
Total
Bollocks.
Talk Nonsense.
Total Talk Nonsense. Yep. Radio.
First half is Kirk's Adonish. Kirk Adonishes. Kirk Adonishes. Admonishes.
You dyslexic fuck. What are you saying?
I'm just like the W.
Oh, you know, and Stefan C. I'm sorry, Stefan. I keep pronouncing your name wrong. Stefan C. Had a request.
Stefan C. That's his name, Stefan C.
For the Jam to do the BBC.
Yeah.
So I know that. I can figure that one out, the BBC, but it's the wrong BBC song, I believe.
Oh.
I think he was talking about, that spoof BBC song that his friend does, that Pauly B got his panties in a bunch of balls.
It's free view, pay to watch Sky TV, but I still gotta pay for the BBC. You can stick your fucking license fee, but you can suck my cock.
Mrs. Will ya make me tea? Make love to me. Put on the telly. To the BBC, BBC One, BBC Two, BBC Three, BBC Four, BBC Five, BBC Six, BBC Seven, BBC Heaven.
Mrs. Will ya make me tea? Make love to me. On the telly.
Good solo.
That's out of sight, right. Stefan C.
Nice. I like it.
Out of sight.
No doubt. Are we back?
I'm back. Are you back?
All right. We're back.
I got back.
I think we have somebody on the line here.
Very special, special guest,
yes.
John.
Special.
That'd be the Word Whore from Air Out My Shorts. Hello, Word Whore. Are you there?
I'm there.
Can you hear us okay?
You sound good.
Okay, great.
All right, so what are you drinking
tonight?
Was it
too loud and distorted?
Not at all.
Excellent.
So what are you drinking tonight?
What are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking a Hollandia.
What?
Premium quality beer.
My grandma had that 1 year. It cleared right up.
Really?
A little salve.
All right, I'm drinking the Glenlivet. John, what are you drinking?
I'm just drinking a light beer from Miller.
And Zach?
I've switched to Pepsi after a few Millers.
He's got a long drive.
I've got a hefty commute.
What are you doing in Miami?
I'm frequently in Miami, actually.
Getting
Why
serviced?
Is that?
Because it's fucking cold in Toronto.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Come on, you there for business or pleasure or both?
A little of both.
A little of both. But business is paying for it, right?
Mostly.
Mostly.
Well.
All right, so you don't want to talk about it. I understand. You don't want to say why you're down in Miami.
I'm not going to say the pleasure is paying for it.
Well, Pauly B has something to say about that.
Oh, God.
I am supposed to be in Poland with Pauly B right now.
Really?
No, he was in Poland last week.
Mm-mm.
You would have been a week late.
A sphincter says what?
Yeah, I just heard their podcast. He came back from Poland.
Are you sure?
He's lying to you, man. It's that pod show thing.
Wait a minute. So Pauly B was trying to hook you up in Poland?
Wait, let me press record.
This is, first it's Vince Vaughn, now it's Pauly B.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Pet the anus.
No doubt.
Oh, fuck.
All right, now come on. Tell us about some of the other celebrities that you hook up with.
Oh, God.
Spit it out.
I'm still really pissed over the Vince Vaughn thing.
Who? At who? Vince Vaughn?
At us?
No, at you.
At us?
Oh,
for what?
Come on.
What the fuck was that?
It was comedy genius.
Yeah.
I did not break up Vonifer.
No, they're back together.
Yeah.
If I was going to break up Vonifer, it would be the other half of Vonifer I'd be fucking around with.
Really?
Oh, the chick.
Wait just a minute.
See. That's out of sight.
Whoa.
Oh, come on.
I think that's a TTM exclusive.
Wow.
Well, you did say that the Vonifer, not the Vonifer, but the Vince Vaughn was effing you with his eyes. That's got to be hot.
Well, I would, too, if you could back bend like that.
Come on, you got to be flattered, right, about that? That's got to be a little ego boosting when the Vince Vaughn fucks you with his eyes.
Sure.
Right, John?
Scott,
oh, I'm sorry.
Do you have to use that word?
I'm sorry.
Eyes.
All right, so now you're in Miami, but you can't get a hold of Preston.
I've lost my buttons.
You've lost your buttons. I'm waiting for the next Air Out My Shorts, and I keep waiting and waiting. It's not there available for download. It's because you're in Miami, and you can't find the buttons.
I can't find the buttons.
Wow.
He's missing.
Because he's right here.
Is he with you guys?
Yeah.
Ah.
All right, so you guys are in Ontario, right?
Yes.
All right, John, we got to go to Ontario. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think John said he's been to Toronto.
Yeah, it's me, Preston Buttons. How you doing? I don't know if she can hear this, but hi, how you doing? I got really small hands.
And what are you doing with them?
Can you hear me? It's Preston. I'm here. I'm with John and Scott. We're hanging out. And
not only do we have the word her, we have Preston Buttons.
Yes. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
You want to read a story?
Yeah, I'd love to read a story to you. Do we have a story? I don't have a story.
Oh,
I have an email. No, I read that one already.
Right, see, you're filling in just fine. I can just release this as our podcast, too.
I have to go now.
Okay.
All right,
walk
later,
to
Preston.
The door. Thanks for coming. Right, bye-bye.
That was way too jovial and upbeat to be Buttons.
So you work with the Buttons, right?
Or we used to.
You used to work together.
We worked together years ago, yes.
Years ago.
Oh.
Years ago.
And so who came up with the webcast idea? Was it Preston or was it you?
I'm not sure.
Well, it's genius.
Well, come on. Somebody had to come up with it. You both came up with it? You were out drinking and you said, hey, why don't we do this?
No, I think it was my idea, but I have absolutely no audio experience, and he sort of does.
Okay, so then you had to hook up with him, is what you're saying.
He's the producer.
Right.
I was desperate.
Desperate, okay.
Well, we do everything live, so anything we're doing goes out exactly like it is.
Jesus.
So we don't cut anything.
Doesn't it?
We don't do any post-production. We're too lazy.
We do a great deal.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we throw it right out there as it is.
Yeah, we put it right out there.
Anus.
Yeah.
All right, so celebrity, what I want to know, the word whore.
Yes.
Is you hook up with a lot of celebrities. You meet a lot of celebrities.
Well, we don't know what else to call you. It sounds offensive calling you the word whore.
I can call you TWW. It rolls right off the tongue.
TW squared.
Whore is fine.
Whore? The word whore?
Whore.
You meet a lot of celebrities in whatever you do. It's something involved with film, right?
No, actually, not at all.
I'm so nervous.
See, I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Are you nervous?
Do you meet with celebrities?
Not intentionally. I have a weird magnetic. I accidentally.
Celebrities are drawn to you.
I think so.
Because you're so goddamn hot, right? Come on. You're with John and Scott.
We're all friends here.
You're smoking hot, so celebrities are drawn to you.
I don't know what it is. I think it's just a weird. I just run into them. I don't know how it happens.
Do you position yourself on their driveways?
Only with Prince I did that.
Really?
Oh. Prince?
The night he moved to Toronto, I threw myself on his doorstep.
Wow. He's in Vegas now. Did you know that?
He still has a house in Toronto.
Have another drink, Scott. Did you know that?
Did you know that? So when you threw yourself at Prince, what happened?
Nothing. Nobody came to the door.
Nothing.
Was he the artist at that point?
Yes. At that
just
point,
a symbol.
He was almost back to being Prince again.
Got it.
All right. So what I want to know is celebrities.
I have an alert.
Have you been naked with any celebrities?
Yes.
Really?
Wow.
Whoa.
Who?
Madness.
Who?
You got to tell us.
Come on.
Nobody knows. You don't have to tell us. You can give us clues.
Nobody
we'll
knows who you are.
Okay, let's start off. Male or female?
Polly B doesn't count, okay?
Are we going alphabetically?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I know for a fact there's 26 letters in the alphabet.
Of course Polly B counts.
No, he doesn't.
Does his wife count?
Yes. Now you're talking.
The proper Mrs. Edwards,
and she's pretty hot.
She counts.
All right, let's just start naming celebrities.
They slept in my house
Oprah
for two
Winfrey.
Nights.
Oprah Winfrey.
No.
Brad Pitt.
All right, Zach, shut up.
Edward Norton.
You want me to come back there, John?
Vince Vaughn.
I do.
Charlie Sheen.
John,
no.
Emilio Estevez.
God, that's dirty.
Come on, give us a clue.
I don't think this is good. This is a bad line of questions.
What do you mean?
Well, give us a couple of hints.
You're going to get me sued.
No.
No way.
Who's going to sue you?
Who knows you?
They
nobody.
Don't even know you.
Keith Richards.
Oh, that's a good sound. What was that?
I'm not a necrophiliac.
We'll have to go back and clip that sound.
Nice.
No, we know that. Necrophiliac.
Is this all
right? You said Keith Richards.
Oh.
How about if we ask you questions and you just answer yes or no?
What did one necrophiliac say to the other as they were passing the funeral home? Hey, I got a joke here.
Oh, yeah.
What did one
I should have gone back to me shutting up.
Let's stop the presses.
Stop
John's got
it.
A joke.
Go ahead.
What did one necrophiliac say to the other as they were passing the funeral home?
Want to go in for a cold one?
Oh, you suck.
Yeah,
fuck
take
you,
that,
man.
Motherfucker.
Right. Yeah, whatever.
I hate to tell you, John, but you've actually used that joke before.
Fuck you. That's like that's news.
Here's how it's going to work.
That proves I'm a listener.
I hate to tell you, word whore, but John only has 5 jokes in his portfolio.
Ever. Yeah.
Well, they change.
Wait a minute. I have a gay joke.
I hear he's got 5 chins also.
Yeah, he does.
More than a Chinese phone book.
Yeah.
Mind you. Just get that pizza ready on your belly.
All right, it's already there. Stop with the jokes. Here's how it's going to work. Zach's going to ask a question. If you answer yes to the question, he gets to ask another question. If you answer no, it goes to me. Then it goes to John. You see how it works? And we're going to try to pinpoint the celebrity or one of the celebrities that you've been naked with. Go ahead,
okay.
Zach.
Okay. Male or male or female?
You got to ask a yes or no question.
Is
yes or no?
The celebrity or one of the celebrities you have been with female?
Yes.
All right.
Is one of the celebrities you've been? Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, rule maker, you're going out of turn there.
I'm sorry. Zach gets to go again.
Puff, give cracker. Okay. Is one of these celebrities you've been with Caucasian and female?
Yes.
I feel good. I'm on a roll here. 2 for 2.
All right. Hello. Are you smoking right now?
Yes, I am.
All right, just come on.
Yes or no.
Spin it up, Zach. Come on,
man.
Zach.
Okay.
One of the other.
Spin it up.
All right.
Come on, you are going to have to edit this.
Is the female Caucasian celebrity you have been with a TV star?
Formerly. Oh, shit.
Formerly a TV star.
I consider that a yes.
That is a yes.
Okay.
Is the female Caucasian TV star you have been with a child actor, or is there fame from a child?
We're not talking pedophilia.
No.
You get a buzzer for that.
Oh, it's a no. Understand.
No, I did not fuck the Olsen twins.
Okay. TV star?
I fucked the chicken Hansen.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. You got the buzz.
I got to know.
I fucked the chicken Hansen.
Zach made some real progress.
Thank you.
TV
your
star, progress.
Female,
you're
TV
like
star,
50%. It's either TV or movie. You
TV,
know, what the-
female.
Honky.
Not currently on TV. My question, it's my turn now.
Oh, yeah.
TWW. The female star. Have you also done males? Celebrities.
Of course.
All right. Males
I'd say
and females.
Yes.
All right. Let's, should we
I think
follow?
That was established about 10 minutes ago.
Hey, I get a yes. I get to ask another question.
All right.
Should we follow the female route or should we traverse both courses is what I'm saying.
I think the testosterone in us has to pursue the female route.
The female. Okay. So the female.
John, would you agree?
Is not currently on TV. Yes or no?
Correct. Yes.
That is correct. The female can be seen in syndication. Yes or no?
Oh, maybe. In some countries.
In some countries.
Ooh. Oh.
Was this female on The Facts of Life?
No.
All right, John, take over.
Mrs. Garrett is just not up my alley.
She did have that red beehive of hair.
Mm. Oh, what are you talking about, man?
Mm. This is Garrett.
That wasn't hair. Those were flies.
Come on, John. What do you got? What do you got for the TWW?
Let's see. Was she on Three's Company?
No.
Wait a minute.
A little bit.
Three's Company.
All right, Zach, we'll turn it over to you.
Okay. Was she...
Wait a second, how old do you think I am? Nice.
Was she on, Mrs. Beasley?
Was she on I Dream of Jeannie?
Zach, you're not even 30 yet.
I'm going right for the jugular. Was she Punky Brewster?
No.
Damn it. All right, was
but she got kind of hot.
Didn't she?
Punky
I
did.
I think so.
What about the girl from, was it Full House?
We already covered the Full House stuff.
No, but
my question for the TWW is
you're going down, full asshole.
wrestle me in butter.
When she was on TV, was it in the 90s?
What difference does it make what the temperature was outside?
You know what? I'm not 100% sure. I have no concept of time.
No concept. Just like God.
I think
we need to treat her as a hostile witness.
It may have overlapped.
Into the 2000s, is what you're saying. All right, I'll take that as a yes.
Oh.
Okay, I will too.
Was the series on longer than 5 years?
I think so, but maybe just.
Maybe just 5 years. In the 90s, into the 2000s.
That queers.
Was the male lead in the series...
That's all he's got.
Spit it out, you knucklehead.
Did he go on to a movie career?
There was not a male lead in the series.
So right, was John. One of the Gilmore girls?
No.
Good. All right, John. Ask your questions. If we don't get it, she'll just have to tell us because we can't figure it out.
It doesn't what work do you, that way.
Damn it.
Come on, was
you're not really going to suck up your whole celebrity news portion with this
really.
Shit, are you?
Was it a sitcom?
We've already done celebrity news.
Was it a sitcom?
I believe it could be categorized as such.
That's a yes.
What? That's kind of evasive,
was
I believe.
Was it the Golden Girls?
Nice.
There was no male
yes,
lead in the Golden
I
Girls.
I admit it was B. Arthur.
Oh, see, she's just pulling our shafts, John.
Well, that's what I called for. I do not know what this is about.
She called to pull our shafts. Well,
she might be interested in the Zoc.
The Zoc, the new product coming out for docking.
Ooh,
for male
that?
Docking. Yeah.
You don't know what docking is?
No, what is the Zoc?
You'll have to ask
The
Zoc.
It's a new product that Zach has created.
Yes.
Ooh.
It's made of foreskin.
Fabricated foreskin so guys can dock successfully. There's a market out there. It's a very niche.
Why is it fabricated?
Very
why can't
niche-y
it be
market.
Real foreskin?
Well, because, you know.
If you had a real foreskin,
males,
you wouldn't need the product.
Exactly. Most males have
been circumcised. So what do you need to dock for?
Are you familiar with docking?
Not in this sense, I don't think.
Well, it's when a male, it's two
gentlemen. Males,
two gentlemen.
With erections.
They rendezvous, if you will, or rendezvous, if they might say that up in Canada.
Rendezvous.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, because we don't have any French people in Canada.
Exactly. Well, I'm about to get to that point.
French fries.
Is this like a circle jerk with a sock?
Not exactly.
No, it's where the one male takes the uncircumcised penis and pulls the skin over the other male, and they stroke together. We're not clear if both stroke
we haven't witnessed
or
the,
if one strokes. And then, you know, it's really complicated. I question, you know, the sanitary aspect of it.
It's kind of dirty.
When you reach climax, I mean, where does the excrement go?
The gravy actually end up.
Where does it go?
In the sock.
It's absorbent. That's right. We forgot to mention.
It should be absorbent.
The Zoc is very absorbent. It's made of
and
a
washable.
Special microfiber.
Or it should be like a meshy, like foreskin.
Right. You can throw it in the washing machine.
Right.
For seepage.
No.
While we have you, but, TWW.
But would you need to buy two Zocs? Because then you might lose one in the dryer like I do my socks all the time.
Exactly.
Hence
I
the word
sell
Zoc.
A whole lot of Zocs.
Well, you sell them in
it's
pairs.
Half
see,
sack,
the...
half Zoc.
Fucking A.
Half fucking A.
Yeah.
All right, while
fuck
we have
you
here, TWW, because we're not getting anywhere with the celebrity female
could you just
or
tell
male
us the female?
That
God's
you were naked with.
Man, who the fuck just steals
yeah, give us a
monkey.
Hint. Give us a hint.
Well... The assumption was that there was one.
Oh. Holy fuck.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's madness.
Yeah, she's lying. Don't believe anything she says.
Yeah.
Makes my head explode. All right. So while you're with us, are you up for a game of Shatter Shinola?
Hell yeah.
Have you ever played Shattershine, Nola? Have you played at home?
No.
Do you know the rules?
I never know the rules, and I never play at home.
What the rules are, I am going to say a statement, and you must tell me if it's Shat or Shinola. Shit or Shinola.
Shit. Why do you say Shat?
Is it total shit, or is it Shinola?
Which is true.
All right, and we'll go around the room. Zach and John are also playing. I am the host. John, if you will, give me the Shit or Shinola theme song.
All right. Let's get ready to play!
Shit or Shinola!
Well, thank you, John.
All right, sure.
And we have three contestants tonight.
By the way, because I can't run out there to drink the Glenlivet, I am polishing off the Jack Daniels.
So nice.
That could be in trouble.
He gets nasty when he has the JD.
Shall we go around the room and introduce the contestants?
The contestant sitting to my left is...
Zach Hubeck. I'm a...
You never
there
see
goes
your last
name. Yeah, my address and social security number are... I'm a feces. I like long walks on the beach and frisbee toss. Thank you. Excited
and
to be here.
Skyping in is
the phlegm whore.
Yeah. The word whore. 191 Randall Crescent.
Not only the co-host, but the producer of Total Talk Nonsense. The other contestant is
John.
All right, the first statement tonight.
I like pizza.
Is inventors Adolf Sachs.
You're lying.
Inventors Adolf Sachs and Alexander Graham Bell collaborated to create the saxophone. Shit or Shinola? Inventors Adolf Sachs and Alexander Graham Bell collaborated to create the saxophone.
John.
John says?
Shit.
John says that is total shit.
Zach says shit.
Zach says shit.
The whore says shit.
And the whore says shit. It is a three-way tie.
Nice.
Because you are all correct. It is total shit. Belgium instrument maker Adolf Sachs did invent the saxophone in 1840. Alexander Graham Bell was alive at the same time. He invented the telephone, if nobody knew. But Sachs and Bell are not known to have collaborated, though Sachs' inventage is primarily heard these days in rock and jazz settings. The saxophone was first used by symphony orchestras as early as 1844. Next statement, it's all tied up.
So they probably didn't dock together then either.
No. They may have. We don't know. There's no documentation.
Documentation.
To play along at home. Next question. There are 400 times more germs. 400 times more germs on an office telephone than on a toilet seat. Shit or Shinola?
Shinola from shit. Zach.
John says Shinola all the way.
John says Shinola. Zach says Shinola. The TWW.
I'm going to look like a total copycat, but I want to say Shinola also.
And it is still a three-way tie. You are
yes,
all correct.
Very nice.
It is total Shinola. Dr. Charles Gerba of the University of Arizona tested surfaces in offices and bathrooms and found that while there are 25,127 bacteria per square inch on an office phone receiver, there are only 49 per square inch
49.
On a toilet seat. Next, shit or Shinola. Bubble wrap was the result of a failed attempt. Oh, God. Bubble wrap was the result of a failed attempt at making plastic wallpaper. Shit or Shinola.
That's a tough one.
Bubble wrap.
I just know I want that wallpaper.
Was the result of a failed attempt at making plastic wallpaper.
John says shit.
John says shit.
Go ahead, whore.
Shinola.
I didn't want you to feel obligated to say Shinola or shit at the end.
Zach?
Well, I'm going to go with... I'll go with Shinola.
Shinola.
This newer fire up another smoke.
Nice. Clink, clink, clink.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
All right.
We can also hear you being serviced.
It is now a two-way tie for first place between Zach and the Word Whore.
I lost?
Yeah! It is total Shinola in 1957 in a garage in Haworth, New Jersey. Two engineers named Mark Chavanes and L. Fielding tried to create a plastic wallpaper with a paper backing. The product was a flop. Nice. But when they realized their invention made excellent cushioning material, they invested $9,000 to launch the Sealed Air Corporation in 1960. Do you know how much they're worth today?
I know Sealed Air.
$3 billion.
I know those guys.
That's crazy.
$3
billion. I do business with them.
All right, it's 2-2-1.
Word Whore, very nice job. John, you suck.
Thank you.
Yep.
Next question. Air is essentially weightless. Shit or shinola?
Oh, that's total shit.
I'm going to say shit also.
Shinola.
All right. Zach takes the lead.
Oh, it feels so good.
It's Zach, John, and the Whore tied for second. John and the Whore.
Wait a minute.
Total shit.
That's what I said.
Yeah, but I was on. I had a one-point lead on you.
He was
Thanks for following.
Oh. Air can be weighed almost as accurately as iron or lead. A column of 1 air of square inch of a column of air 1 inch square and 600 miles high, for instance, weighs approximately.
Holy shit!
Have another drink.
The weight creates the phenomenon known as atmospheric pressure. And the last question.
I believe I'm 4-for-4 over there.
Four for four. Yeah. John,
why don't you look at what he's
the
answers?
I have to say I'm a little turned on by how smart Scott is.
I am.
Yeah.
Totally.
What do you mean how smart he is? He's got the answers.
No, he doesn't. He's taking this all from his memory.
Yeah, this is all off the top of my head. Yeah.
But I also find Alex Trebek smart.
Right.
This is all from Scott's memory.
I'm trying out for that gig. When Alex Trebek retires,
Scott's
I want to be that guy.
Thanks, John.
All right, the last last one in the first round.
Oh, fuck you.
It hurts, doesn't it, fuckhead?
Fuck you.
And we'll take it from here.
Okay.
British Prime Minister Winston Churchill's mother was American. Shit or shinola.
This is easy.
Shit or shinola. Zach, what do you got?
I got shinola.
Shinola.
John, shinola.
Shinola for John.
Come on, whore.
Oh, Christ.
Is that who's knocking on your door? Oh, Jesus.
Is that Phil?
Phil's Who knows?
Might be. He might be coming.
Philip McCracken.
Prime Minister Winston Churchill's mother was American.
Shinola.
Zach takes this round of shit or shinola.
Yes.
Correct.
Woo.
John and the Word Whore come in second with 4 apiece. An admirable showing.
Guys. Nice race, guys.
Oh, my. Yes. Winston Churchill's mother was American, and I threw the card away, so I can't give you the detail.
Oh, you're lying. We know how you fucked this game up before.
It's right here.
I'm George Takei. Yep. You might remember me as Sulu from Star Trek. Do you suffer from goat's ass? Well, if you do, I have a new product for you.
Sulu ass cream.
One dab on your middle finger to circle your anus and wipe out the Klingons. It's called
Sulu ass cream.
That's right.
Sulu ass cream.
For that fresh, warm, deep, penetrating feeling, use
Sulu ass cream.
That's our first sponsor, John.
That's right.
Hold on, let me get the door. Or Zach,
that
you going to get
really
it?
Exciting.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, go on. Zach's going to get it.
Who was it? I gave last week. Hello? Come on in.
Who the fuck are you?
Wow, this
is that the Lord?
No, it's not the Lord. It's big. Phil. Put your shit on, would you?
I got kind of scared.
Hey, the Lord, he wasn't coming tonight, but we were supposed to have Alfie in.
Yeah, we were.
Tonight. Is Alfie still coming or what?
He could.
All right. Now, Zach.
Yes.
And the Word Whore.
Yep.
Alfie is an elf from the North Pole. So if you have any questions for an elf, gather them. And Alfie, if he does join us, we'll be able to ask him questions.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean if he joins us?
Well, if he just shows up. Is he going to show up or what? Oh.
I think he's here.
I thought that was Phil.
Here he comes.
Well, Phil's here.
Phil fell down. He had a grabber.
Oh, yes, I'm here. But who's that dwarf walking in? He's a black dwarf.
That's right, Phil.
Hell no, motherfucker.
That's Alfie. He's the elf.
Why you play me like that? I don't know. What's up with that? Why
Alfie,
you play some fucking games?
What do you mean play games? Know,
why,
we're not playing games.
I'm
we're
not black. Up. I am an elf of color.
Are you African American?
That's funny, motherfucker, when I pop a cap in your ass, all right?
Hey, so Alfie, I got a question for you. I don't know if you've heard about Michael Richards, you know, the guy who was Kramer
on
Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah, he's
went
right.
off on the Negroes. What do you think about? What's your take on that?
Oh, he's just a mad Jew, motherfucker, that's all.
Yeah?
He's upset. He's way tall, you know. He can't be an elf like me or nothing like that. So, so what? He's all fucked up. He didn't say, oh, hey, shorty, hey, you kind of an angry elf. No, he didn't say
nothing like that. I don't think elves were heckling him. I think it was full grown.
Oh, well, thanks, Sherlock.
African.
No shit.
All right, man.
Come on, don't make me laugh.
So,
man.
Alfie, now you're up in the North Pole. You're making toys for Santa.
Yeah, man.
Now, here's what I don't understand. I drive north of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't see a black person for 500 miles.
All right. Well, I told you I'm an elf of color.
So, how do you get up to the North Pole? How does that happen?
Why do I got to be black? Why has it got to be black and white? You know, Christmas is all colorful. Now it's got to be black and white.
Christmas is all white, man.
No. Oh, hell no.
Hey. It's not me.
Why?
It's culture.
No, I'm dreaming
of a white Christmas.
Oh, fuck you, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I pop a cap in your ass. I got to.
Fuck you.
All right, well, let's... now you're pissing me off.
I don't mean to piss you off. I'm just saying, when I drive north of Milwaukee, I do not see a black person.
No, it's way up north. No, why you say I'm black? I'm an elf of color. See, you ain't getting it, motherfucker,
all right,
white-ass fucker.
When I drive north of Milwaukee, I don't see any coloreds.
Oh, all right, powder. What's up? What's up? All right? You see what I'm saying?
All right.
I get my boys on you. They pop a cap in your ass.
All right. So
it ain't no little cork popper.
Forget all that stuff. I'm sorry I offended you.
All right. I heard the word whore was here.
Yeah, the word whore is on Skype. Do you know the word whore?
Oh, yeah. I listen to podcasts, man.
Yeah.
What's up with that? I got an iPod.
We call them webcasts.
Well, you call whatever the fuck you want. All right?
The word whore was on Skype. I don't know if she's still there.
She's still here. I have a little elf fantasy.
Is it with a colored elf or just any
elf? I don't know.
Elf?
Did you ever see that animated thing with the Snow White and the Seven...
Seven what? Well, you say it, man. Say it. Why don't you say it? Say it. Why don't you say it?
Dwarfs. I'll say it.
Bitch
dwarfs.
Ass gotta say it. You're a bitch too, man.
Dwarfs.
Fuck you.
What is that like?
I'm gonna put coal up your ass. How about that?
Were you like little people?
Oh,
what do you mean?
Not your ass, baby.
What if I want you to?
All right, you know.
Can make a diamond.
Some people call my shaft a coal shaft.
Yeah, you got coal in your pants, don't you?
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, it's hard like a rock. Ooh. Yeah, they call me Tripod Man. Oh, yeah.
So you get a lot of action? You get a lot of groupies being.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, motherfucking yeah. I get some big ass. I like the big booty, though. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying. What does that mean? The big behind?
The big booty. Yeah, that big ass.
The big ass.
Yeah.
You like that?
I like the junk in the trunk, man.
No, I can't help you there.
Oh, yeah, but when I smack it a couple times, it get red and big. Red, just like Santa Claus.
Are you confusing Rudolph's nose?
Hey, shut your ass up over there, okay, Zach.
Hey, Alfie.
I've been listening to your shit.
Do you prefer the white or the black?
Oh, I don't care what they come in.
You don't care what color?
White, black, purple, orange. What the fuck do I care?
You don't care.
They all pink on the inside.
That's,
you know what I'm
right.
saying?
It's all pink
you
on
know
the
what I'm
inside.
Saying? High five me on that one. Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah, don't high five.
Me. Powder-looking, bald-headed motherfucker. Hell no.
All right, so how do you get involved? Do you have to apply for the job? Is there education? Do you have to go to, like,
you don't
elf
know what it's like.
High school? What
Santa,
happens?
Santa is like, it's like a paramilitary up there, man. We like slaves. Every once in a while, I get out. You know what I'm saying? He don't know I'm out right now. I hope he don't listen to this netcast. Cause, you
what
know,
if he finds out? What
well,
happens?
Well, I'm really fucked. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying. What
I
happens?
I tell you what. I've heard rumors that the Easter Bunny has been pulling some, trying to get an assassin on his ass.
Who, Santa Claus?
Oh, yeah, because the Easter Bunny thinks he rates too high, man.
No, yeah, that's got to be
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
Yeah. They even read comic books about it, man. Lobo in DC Comics. He had a paramilitary Xmas special.
Yeah, that's
you
over my head.
Just check it out, man.
Hey, Alfie, you smoke grass or what? You kind of
mellow. You smoke
tonight.
Grass. I smoke whatever you got.
Really?
You got some crack?
I got some crack. Let me unbutton my pants. Smoke some crack.
You got crack in the front and the back, you bitch. No. You got them on both sides. You ain't got nothing but cracks on each side, man.
You seem kind of mellow tonight.
Hell no.
You're not as excited as
I've been
you
drinking.
Usually are.
Oh, I've been drinking. I got to drink a little bit.
What are you drinking,
it's cold up there, man. I drink whatever they got.
Hey, yo. You got a cough okay? button over there in Miami.
Oh, hell no. No, I drink gasoline. You know, I drink whatever. Yeah.
Gasoline?
They pumped the oil through the Arctic, man. And I have some of that, too.
Right.
We make it. You ever hear that they make stuff out of torpedo juice?
Ooh.
We do the same thing.
Yeah, I heard that. All right, so now you guys ready for you ready for Christmas? Y'all
set? Yeah, yeah, but I got to get back, man.
You got to get back to what?
I gotta
what do you got to do?
I got to go back up to the North Pole, man.
All right, so when you get back, what are you doing?
I'm making toys.
What are you making?
What the fuck are you making? What the fuck are you doing?
I'm not doing shit.
What am I making?
I'm asking you, what are you making? When you get back up, what are you making?
PS3s?
What are you working on?
Oh, I make the kit PS3, but I ain't going to make them right now.
No?
No, because it's fun. You make like 7 or 8 of them, and then you watch the motherfuckers set up chairs, and then they run at the chairs, and they trample each other. It's pretty damn funny.
Oh, right, right, at Walmart.
Oh, hell yeah.
What about the Zoc? You making any Zocs?
Oh, no, no. Zach makes the Zoc. No, we don't do that. That ain't a toy, man. That's for adults.
Did you get my shipment last week?
Nate, okay, yeah.
50,000 docks.
They too small.
Really?
Yeah, man, for elves. Elves got the big one, you know what I'm saying? I told you, we got the big coal shaft.
So you're not proportional, is what you're
saying.
Oh,
no. That's why I said I'm tripod, man. You don't know which one is
tripod.
My leg.
All right.
I put shoes on all three.
And I don't know.
Hell yeah. You seen an elf of color got the big shit, man.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
You see us jumping on a pogo stick? It ain't no stick, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Well, how many elves?
Hell yeah.
How many elves of color are up there? I thought you were the only one.
We all of color, motherfucker.
All of yous?
We green, we pink, orange. You say whatever color we are, man.
What color are you?
Dude, man, I'm 300 years old.
Wait a minute. What color are you? Are you like that dark purple like Wesley Snipes?
Oh, see how you go like that, man. Why you go? Why don't you just call me a little tiny dwarf nigga? Why don't you just call me that?
I wouldn't do that. I'm just trying to find out what ethnicity you are.
You're
being evasive.
Oh, dude, man, you look me up on Wikipedia. They say I'm mythical.
Well, you're not mythical, obviously, because you're on our show.
Yeah, well, you know, elves, we come from the Netherland.
All right. We'll go back to the Netherlands, all right?
Oh, you want to get like that?
Yeah,
man.
I'm going to get like that.
All right, Papa Cappuccino. You're a bald ass. You're going to get a lump of something in your sack later
what,
this
the
year.
The elves have hairy asses? What is that? Bald ass. What does that mean?
You're bald ass.
You got all hairy ass?
No, we got some hair.
Look, I'm not going to mix it up with an elf, okay?
Yeah, but yeah.
A midget, a dwarf.
Oh,
yeah. Now it's going to come out.
Why'd you get angry, Al?
No, I'm not going to get angry.
No, I got to stoop down to your level.
Oh, good.
Because you got to have to stoop real low to get to me, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that.
All right, I'm getting the fuck up out of here, man. This is bullshit.
I've had it. You've been very evasive this whole interview.
Well, now there's my music. Time to exit.
Take it easy, Alfie.
Bye-bye.
Let me know if you don't get those Zocs.
Shut up. Bye-bye, motherfucker.
Wow, that was hot.
That guy was crazy.
Yeah, he was, man. How come I never talk when...
I don't know. What was with you guys? I had to handle the whole interview.
I was falling apart over here.
I was scared, man. He's a little mean.
He had an edge.
A little mean edge
to him.
All right. Well, we got Phil here. Can Phil just start going with the shit?
Whatever you're running. He's here.
I'm a professional, John.
Why didn't you ask him any questions, Phil?
I was preparing my dues.
All right.
Well, and jerking off to the word whore. Which he says,
we heard that.
That makes me hot. Yes, I did finish.
Should I? Oh, that's gross, man.
You got a mop back there, John?
Yeah, really. What, do you got some mayonnaise laying around? That's nasty.
Well, like Scott, I've got the vasectomy, so there's not a lot of spermatozoa.
Yeah, but there's still nays.
Well, I do have ejaculate.
There's still nays that comes
there
out.
There is still nays. But I managed to lap that up.
Oh, like a dog.
That's nasty.
It's totally gross.
All right, Phil.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome, Phil.
And our first story tonight! I have a little bit of an echo. Is that the word horse Skype echoing?
Yeah, a little bit.
Blah, 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 blah. President Bush! As the Iraqi army stands up, we'll stand down. Generals in charge of training the Iraqi army say Stephen Hawking has a better chance of standing up than these guys. Oh. Next story, John. Man's voice stolen. Kathleen Turner still at large. And large. A 65-year-old man was robbed at knife point of an electronic speaking device as he closed up a North End tavern early Monday. The robbery happened at 1 a.m. on the Parkway Pub. 3015 North Dickinson Parkway. Sangamon County Sheriff deputies provided this account of the robbery. The employee was preparing to close for the night as he approached the door to lock up. Just as he reached the handle, a man wearing a black ski mask and armed with a butcher knife barged in. Before the robber left, he grabbed the employee's electronic talking device and shoved it in his pocket. He ran out of the tavern and last seen heading west on Linden Avenue toward Milton Avenue. Next story, John. Plans to roll world's largest joint. Worlds.
Did you just open a beer? Did the word whore just open
a
beer?
That wasn't me.
Yes, I did.
Go up and smoke when organizers are told that a 1,000-gram joint is against the law.
1,000 grams?
1,000-gram joint, even in Amsterdam.
It's like a spliff.
John, it's against the law, even in
Amsterdam. No way. We've been there, too.
Well, I haven't been there, but you and Scott talk fondly of being in Amsterdam, and I relish those chances of listening to your storytelling. Next story, John. Is that a giant Buddha in your pants, or are you just meditating? A Thai Buddhist monk cut off his penis with a machete because he had an erection during meditation and declined
a machete
to have it reattached, saying he had renounced all earlier cares. A doctor and newspaper said Wednesday the 35-year-old monk, whose name was withheld for privacy reasons, allowed medical staff at Maharahi Hospital south of Bangkok to dress his wound but refused reattachment. We cleaned up the wound, give him some stitches, but declined to have it reattached because he said he abandoned everything. Progong told Reuters by telephone. Progong declined to comment on the monk's erection. Next story, John.
Election or erection?
Think twice. Think twice before leaving the can without washing your hands. It may get your friend stabbed in the parking lot. At a bar, apparently angered, a man at a bar, apparently angered another customer when he didn't wash his hands after using the bathroom.
No.
He hid in the parking lot and stabbed one of the man's friends during a brawl early Thursday. Morgan Jackson, 25, was stabbed 3 times in his left torso and once in his testicle. Oh. Underwent surgery at John Peter Medical Smith Hospital. He was listed in good condition. Thursday evening, when police arrived at the Thumbleweed Sports Bar, shortly after 2 a.m., several men were holding Eric Jenkins Kisha on the ground. Kisha, 27, was arrested on suspicion of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. He was being held at a Mansfield jail on Thursday evening with bail set at $20,000 for stabbing another man's testicle. Next story, John.
Oh, my God.
In another case of life imitates art.
Excuse me?
16-year-old...
What was that noise, man? Okay?
Sorry about that. In another case of life imitates art, 16-year-old unmarried actress who portrays Mary in the Nativity story
Have you been with child?
Did you step over that again? An unmarried actress who portrays Mary in the Nativity story is with child. Our Lord and Savior sought for paternity test. It is the story of a young woman who finds herself unexpectedly pregnant. The birth takes place against a dramatic background that makes it mark on history. The plot of the Nativity story is familiar enough, but the parallels between the lives of the Virgin Mary and the teenage actress who portrays her in the first feature film to be premiered at the Vatican are causing controversy. The Pope, upon whose doorstep the first showing takes on Sunday, will not be attending, nor will Keisha Castle Hughes, the 16-year-old unmarried actress who plays Mary and who is expecting her first child in the spring. Castle Hughes, who said she was thrilled to be pregnant, said she had made the film in a state of grace, playing Mary, a sweet, strong, and courageous figure, had been a source of spiritual richness.
I didn't knock her up.
That's what my question was going to be.
Next and last story. British parents are as happy as ever to fib about Father Christmas. A poll for Reader's Digest. Found that almost 9 out of 10 parents have passed on untruths. The top 10 white lies that British parents tell their kids. Number 1, Father Christmas. Number 2, the Tooth Fairy. Number 3, Cruss gives you curly hair.
The Tooth Fairy has to be earlier.
It's number 2. Number 1 is Father Christmas. Number 2 is the Tooth Fairy. Please pay attention. Number 3. Cruss gives you curly hair. Number 4. Carrots help night vision. Number 5. If the wind changes, your face will stay like that. Number 6, the Easter Bunny. Number 7, babies are found under gooseberry bushes. Number 8, if you eat apple pips, they will grow in your tummy. Number 9, picking your nose causes your head to cave in or your nose to fall off. And number 10, co-host Tony Hearn of Punky likes women.
Oh,
and that's the news. And I'm Phil McCracken. Wake up with AKC Total Talk Nonsense.
All right. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you, John.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
I gotta go. I gotta get running. I'm gonna head down to Miami. No doubt. I'm a celebrity.
All right. Well, thanks again to Phil for filling in for himself.
Did you see the pit stains on that guy, John?
Yeah, he does. Well, he wears a fucking fur coat all the time.
All day.
That's insane.
He's like 6'4".
He's kind of sexy.
He's got the fur coat.
Well, he's on his way to Miami.
He's on his way to see you.
Good.
Oh. God, that's so hot.
Oh, yeah.
When we do it, it's not as hot,
no.
is it?
Oh,
no.
God.
It's
oh,
repulsive.
God.
When
Fuck
we do
you.
What?
Tet.
When we go.
Tet to anus.
Please don't tell me how to do it.
It sickens me.
It sickens me.
Okay, I think you may have gone to part four.
All right, we got to go.
Part four.
All right, then.
The heavy breathing episode.
AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
And thanks to Zach and the Word Whore for joining part three, right?
Part three of episode 77, John.
No doubt.
No doubt. And Phil for coming to do the news.
Yeah, we're out of here.
Later.
Bye.
You're listening to John and Scott on Total Talk Nonsense.